serious XM Blitz.
Stop the run. Get after the quarterback. Heroes, baby.
The Sirius XM Blitz is your home for the latest NFL news, transactions, and conversations with coaches and players from around the league. This is the Sirius XM Blitz. Here are your hosts, Bruce Murray and James Lofton.
We are back. It is the Sirius XM Blitz. Bruce Murray, James Lofton, till 3 Eastern time. Trent Dilfer going to join us in about 20 minutes, but we did promise James a chance to chat with Curtis Martin, a fellow Hall of Famer of yours, and he's with us in studio today. Curtis, Bruce Murray, along with James Lofton, great to have you with us. How are you today?
I'm well. Bruce, James, thanks for having me.
Now, James, before you jump in, got to ask, because you and I have a little wager. Curtis, I learned some time ago from James that all the gold jackets have a number sewn into it, and it reflects what number you are in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. James is 220. We know you went in, 9 years later, so yep. We were trying to guess what your number is. James went 273. I went 270. What's the number inside your jacket?
271. I actually wanted 273 because I was born in 73. And so I tried to get, I believe, Willie Rofe to switch with me, but they had already did it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we were both very close. And
yeah.
Because Bruce went under,
yes.
he loses the game.
I thought over loses the game.
That's exactly right, Curtis.
Only on the Price is Right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I will say this, and we certainly want to talk about about your time in New York and New England, obviously, but
yeah.
The Price is Right, and I say that because the price was right for Johnson Controls. You've teamed up with them, as had the Hall of Fame Village, to make the visit out to Canton, Ohio, far better than it's ever been, and it will be soon as we move closer to celebrating the centennial of not the National Football League, but Pro Football. You know, talk about the partnership and what we can expect, because I've read through this and it sounds like this is really grand plans for a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's an amazing deal. excuse me, but they're building the first sports and entertainment smart city. It'll be called the Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village. And what they're doing there, which I think is really amazing, is they're creating this Disney-like experience for the Hall of Fame and for football fans. And so not only is it going to benefit the Hall of Fame itself, the players, the inductees, but it'll also be an amazing experience for all of the fans.
There's also going to be, a hotel. There's going to be housing for Hall of Famers as they age. There a lot of virtual reality stuff. But also, you talk about that centennial that's coming up, and we've talked about this in meetings, and every year the Hall of Famers get together, we have a gold jacket update. That NFL draft, which has become a huge animal that people just love to watch, for the 100th year, to have the draft in Canton, Ohio, where the Hall of Fame started, I think is one of the visions that David Baker has had, that other Hall of Famers, gold jacket guys, that's what kind of this you want from this deal, where you can come here. And also, not only that, in Tom Benson Stadium, to have a regular season game. I mean, we're traveling outside the country and doing all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's have a regular season game in Canton, Ohio.
Well, you know something? I've just been so inspired by David Baker's vision. You know, you've been there longer than I have, but just since I've come there in 2012 to see the change from then to now, and, you know, to have a $600 million project underway and to be completed in 2019, and hopefully we will have that, be able to host that draft there. I think that's very important. We have to keep pushing for that, James.
Yeah, there's no question.
We need to get all the gold jackets to push for that.
There's no question about that. And, you know, in this virtual reality, Curtis, will I one day be able to try to defend James Lofton on a pass route? Will I be able to tackle Curtis Martin in this virtual reality?
It'll be the only way you'll be able to do it.
Yeah, you'll be able to try to defend James Lofton and try to tackle Curtis Martin, but, you know. I'm just joking. But
backpedal and grab my hamstring and my back as I fall to the ground? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. Well, you know, even what they have now, we did this Game of Life experience there where Joe Namath comes out as a hologram, and he's literally with like Vince Lombardi, and you sit in like the locker room, and the experience is unbelievable for the fans. And there's been nothing but like rave reviews for it.
You know, I have not been to the Basketball Hall of Fame, or I've not been to Cooperstown, but I have been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I know that the object is to make this an unrivaled, unparalleled experience. So when you say the term Disney-like, I think you really start going in that direction. I know I was on with David Baker talking to him the other day, and I said, is there going to be a monorail? He said, are you worried about walking around this place? I said, no, I just want to know if there's going to be a monorail.
Well, you know something? I personally think, just from the plans that I've seen, I think this is going to be one of the greatest sports destinations in America, if not the greatest sports destination. I mean, what Johnson Controls and IRG and the Hall of Fame is putting together, I think it'll be unrivaled.
You know, I mentioned when you first joined us, Curtis, about the number that sits inside your jacket. And, you know, there's a lot of nuance to being a member of the Hall of Fame, which, you know, I get to, you know, talk to James about a lot. But, you know, as you've been now in for a number of years and you welcome new classes and you go to participate in the event that takes place in August, you know, does it get more humbling or less humbling knowing that you're part of what is, you know, we talked about it yesterday with Kirk Morrison. I don't know how many people have played this game. There's 300-something people in the Hall of Fame today. It's a very small group. When you first joined it, and now that you kind of have it in perspective, how has that changed?
Well, you know something? I continue to be humbled by the Hall of Fame every year that I go and participate, because there's something that I see. There's something that I experience. There's an interaction that I may have with a fellow, a fellow gold jacket that is somewhat life-changing. I mean, this is, I was very candid in my Hall of Fame speech. And before the Hall of Fame, I wasn't necessarily a guy who watched football a whole lot. But I find that I've become a much bigger fan of the game itself, just because of the respect and the just the humility that you feel when you go to the Hall of Fame. You realize that so many of these guys have worked so hard to get here. And, you know, right now there's only 171 living Hall of Famers. And so out of everybody on the planet, I mean, there's only 171 of us.
Bruce, I want you to imagine this. There is the gold jacket kind of ceremony where the guys are going to get their gold jacket for the first time. The current gold jackets are in this little back room. There's not enough room to really to walk around. And everybody's taking selfies and pictures and different things like that. And there's this one moment, and I look over, and there are about 12 running backs together. I look over, there's Tony Dorsett, Jerome Bettis. I see Curtis over there, Marshall Faulk, Eric Dickerson, Marcus Allen. And you remember when you were in the locker room, your locker room is set up where here's the O-line, here's the receivers, here's the running backs. So here we were, and I'm thinking, man, this would be a pretty good locker room. Looking at these guys right here, just the cream of the crop, stretching from, you know, guys who are in their early 40s like Marshall and Curtis, who look so young, and then you've got Jim Brown sitting over there and Earl Campbell, and you just have this collection of great players, and you just go, I was part of this. And like Curtis says, it's overwhelming, because every athlete has this kind of ego that thrusts them through the game. But you're always kind of questioning yourself, am I good enough? And when you sit in this room and you go, man, I'm sitting next to these guys who I thought was great, who I thought were great, and I'm part of it. And you just kind of have to pinch yourself and realize, number one, you didn't get there on your own. No. But it's great being there.
Yeah, you know, David Baker says, and I agree with him, he always says that the Hall of Fame is the most inspiring place on earth. And I, you know, there's a part of it, like, I have been inspired. I remember when the first year when I went, we had that Ray Nitschke luncheon where there's nothing but gold jackets in one room. And so, you know, again, I'm a rookie coming into the Hall of Fame, and I'm sitting at a table with John Madden and Franco Harris and Lynn Swann and Jim Brown, and it's like they're telling me what they expect of a Hall of Famer. And it was just a very overwhelming feeling. I'd never felt that level of competitiveness and that level of pride as I did in that room that one day.
You know, so much of your career was played with somebody else who joins you in the Hall of Fame, Bill Parcells. How much did you know about him before, and what's your relationship with like him now?
Well, Parcells is still like a father figure to me. You know, if it wasn't for him, there's no way that I would even have a yellow jacket. I don't think my career would have been half of what it was. So he and I stay in touch. We make sure we get together and do dinner. We talk pretty often. So, you know, he's still giving me commands.
Yeah, you obviously played for two teams, and then you played collegiately. And you also played in high school. So it's interesting. You know, you have Hall of Fame reunions that you need to go to. You have Jet functions, Patriot functions, Pitt Panther functions. You've got high school functions. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, can't it?
Yeah, but, you know, for me, I do what I can do, and what I can't do, I gracefully bow out and tell them I apologize. And so it's not a very I try to make sure that I enjoy it and not allow this to become a stressful situation, because, like I said, it's humbling, number one, just to be here.
Yeah, one more thing, and then I want you to again talk about the work that's being done out in the Hall of Fame. But are you the official standard bearer for how folks are supposed to dress when they're in Canton, Ohio?
No, I don't
Curtis
think so.
Curtis has style, to say the least.
Yes, he does. Real quick before we get you out, Curtis, again, Johnson Controls teaming up with Hall of Fame Village for a project that's going to take a little time, but when it's done, is going to be, as you said, arguably one of the best sports destinations. Real quick, again, some details on what's going on out in Ohio.
Well, as I said, they're building the first sports and entertainment smart city ever. And I think the collaboration is amazing, because what they're doing, it's not necessarily that, well, I won't say it's not necessarily, but what they're also doing is they're creating experiences that allow you to go beyond the game of football, because they're really implementing the values of excellence that it takes to make it into the Hall of Fame. And also they want to impart communities and impart to communities and different places those same values that we live by in the Hall of Fame.
Well, in the state-of-the-art virtual reality amusement park experience set to open in early 2019 to celebrate the centennial of pro football. Curtis, listen, thanks for the time today. Glad you could make it in. Hope to chat with you soon. Best of luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There Great talk to you, Curtis.
Curtis right. Martin, a fellow Hall of Famer of yours, James, as we learn, 271. And somehow you adjust the rules. He comes in. We had a little wager.
You
adjust
under,
the rules.
So you missed totally. You were too low.
Again, the closest without going over.
If you had said 221, would that be close? No, that's not close.
Yes.
You missed.
Yes.
You were under.
On the Price is Right, I would have won. That's the way the game works. Ask Bob Barker.
This is not the Price is Right.
All right, we've got to take a break. Trent Dilfer, the Price is Right for him. He's going to join us coming up in a few minutes. We get back to your phone
and
calls after
Drew
that.
Drew Carey.
Yes, it is? What happened to Bob Barker? We've got to take a break. Sirius XM Blitz back with Trent Dilfer right after this. Stay with us.